This is RSBNB Update, episode 541, recorded Friday, October 30th, 2015. The Uncle Dano Hotline.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for this episode of RSBNB Update. Joining Earth and myself is the much anticipated and highly acclaimed Uncle Dano from RSBNB.
Oh my goodness, are you kidding me?
Everyone likes having you on the show. I mean,
well, have you heard your voice?
I hear it every day in my head.
I think we all do, but...
It's beautiful. I do not hear Uncle Dano's voice in my head every day.
Well, thank you, Earth.
Just want to clarify that there, Shane.
Well, thanks so much, Shane and Earth.
Yeah, happy to have you. And, of course, Halloween is a good time to have you on because, well, I think Halloween events are always fun, more or less.
Well, I thought you were going to say I was scary.
No, that's of Shane. Course not. Shane's terrifying.
You obviously haven't read what I wrote on Informer yet this week, then, Earth.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Apple propaganda have you done?
It's okay, we'll talk about it
United
later.
States Constitution. Nope, I'm closing that tab.
All right, so this week's RS update. A bit of a curveball from Jagex. The news posting is titled, New Auras, Pipe Symbol, Gauntlet of Souls. It's a two-parter, and they talk about the auras first before anything else. Did that surprise you guys at all?
Well, with how shitty this event appears to be, no.
All right.
How about you? I like special events, and I like them to promote them as special events. So it should have said, Halloween event, here you go, Gauntlet of Souls, instead of just kind of, it's a secondary.
Yeah, it doesn't really feel right. But, I mean, can we even call this a Halloween event?
Technically.
I guess.
Can call it anything you want to.
Yeah, it's just like saying an orange is an apple, right?
What?
You know, there are some people in this world who will go so far as to distort facts to say that an orange is actually an apple.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
No. Oh, no? Okay. But no. Anyways, so this is the Gauntlet of Souls, and you can access it in Berthorpe, or if you're one of the Priftinus residents, you can basically just go to that special event portal in the Tower of Voices. That's only used, you know, a few days of the year, so it's totally... space that's, you know, not wasted. But anyways, once there, you just jump into the rift, and then, well, you start gathering souls. And in order to do this, you go down to the jetty and then get in a dinghy, and away you go. Yes?
Sounded like you made all of those words up right then, because you couldn't remember. Well, you go down to the jetty, and you get in the dinghy, and then... You do the thingy.
Well, it is called the jetty, right?
Yeah, it's a jetty.
Sure.
It's the dock.
And, yeah, the dock. And, I mean, the boat looks like a dinghy, right?
Right.
So,
or more like a gondola.
A gondola? Okay.
Yeah, it looks like a gondola.
All right. So you gather 20 souls, and while you're gathering souls, you can see other yellow souls that are... interspersed with the rest of them to provide you bonuses in various skills, including construction, divination, slayer, and fletching, right?
And hunter this week.
Hunter, okay. There we go. So those are a little bit of reward XP you can get. And, I mean, it's not small lamp territory. It's about half of a small lamp territory. So, it's not too overpowered in that regard, which I guess is good. But anyways, you just cruise around in the water, rowing your
boat. And you paddle along, and you paddle along, and you go around, and you don't pay attention to where the jetty is. And you say, okay, my boat's filled up with souls now, and it says, go take them back. I'm going, where am I? I have no idea where I am. I'm paddling all over the place, and I can't find the jetty.
Yeah, that actually happened to myself the first go as well. So you were not alone in that little mistake. But
my son had to tell me, just paddle south, Dad. Come on. Pay attention.
Yeah, he's been helpful with your appearances on the podcast before, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Daniel Jr. is Trek, he used to like to call him.
Yep.
So, anyways, once you get all 20 of them in your boat, you head back up to the bridge and you guide them across to Ithlarin. And in order to do this, you have to get past devourers, and there's two options here. You can do combat or you can do divination. You can siphon their life away with your divination skills or just whack them to death. You get divination XP for doing this, but you don't get combat XP.
I didn't get divination XP showing up. I don't know why.
Are you 99 divination?
No, I'm not.
Huh. That's weird. You definitely should be getting divination XP from doing that. Basically, you click on them and you should see your divination XP tick up. So I'm not sure why that would be the case.
I'm not sure either.
Huh. Reed, maybe you can test that when you run across the bridge there with your first load of souls.
But, what am I testing?
Siphon them and see if you get divination XP, because I know I did. Dana, when did you do this? Did you do it when it first came out or later in the week?
No, I just did it tonight before the show.
Oh. Okay, that's weird.
Gates to the underworld have been opened. Namaskut's avatar must be defeated. What?
Yes, and now that's another part of this event. Every 15 minutes, give or take, you fight the avatar of Namaskut. It's basically a group fight. Everyone gathers there. And as long as you whack it once, you get credit for it. So,
okay.
It's basically...
Is this at the other end of the bridge?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's basically a similar mechanic to the Claudia instance that happened at the summer beach party. So
sure.
And, I mean, you get a good amount of combination XP from actually taking part in the fight of defeating the amateur, or I combined words there, the Avatar of Namaskut gives 400 favor, whereas, well, we'll talk about that later, 400 favor. Pretty good, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, once you escort the souls, you get 300 favor for doing that. And each time you take out a devourer, you get 10 favor for doing that. So, I mean, it is grindy, to say the least.
Because yeah, it looks like it.
All you can do is gather the souls, take them across the bridge, and once every 15 minutes or so, fight the Avatar of Namaskut, which, when you look at it, okay, I took practically zero damage while doing this.
I'm literally punching it to death right now.
Yeah, see? And, I mean, it's just... This event just feels so simple. Almost too simple. It's very one-dimensional, and I can see why they didn't put it as the primary update this week, but for as long as I could remember, anything relating to RuneScape Halloween has been, you know, a major event. So it's kind of disappointing to see that this relegated to, you know, a secondary update this time.
Yeah, and like penguin hunting, when they turned the penguins into pumpkins, that's more of a Halloween event this year.
Yeah, exactly. For the entire month of October, all the penguins are pumpkins. So it makes it harder to distinguish, but at least we're in theme. I mean,
congratulations, you have unlocked a new death event override.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully you won't be seeing that too often when you die.
Thanks, Shane.
Of course.
Okay, so what else?
That's all you've done. Now,
is that a joke?
Yeah, that's it. That's all there is to the event.
Yeah, I played for an hour and I got about 5,000 credits, yeah, or points.
And that herb burner is 15,000.
15,000.
Yeah. And then
not
you can
worth.
Get the Caridian cat, which is 10K.
And I hate cats, so I'm not getting that.
Okay.
I'm allergic.
Good decision.
Me too.
They're nasty creatures. They just have an attitude. I hate them.
They're like demons.
Oh, they are.
Shane.
Yeah, I know. That's become more of a running joke since joining Clan Quest.
Oh, I get the joke.
Yeah, yeah. But the Ichthyrin and Amuskit gravestones, those are 5 each. So that might be worthwhile, but I don't know. It just feels sour. That's all I got to say about this.
Who cares what your gravestone looks like? I think you care more about how much time it gives you to get back to your stuff, to get it back again.
But, you know, that doesn't matter really that much in this case, because all the gravestones practically give the same amount of time. And, well, if you run out of time, just go pay the death tax to death, and there you go.
Yeah.
So.
So XP lamps is really the only thing worth getting. Maybe.
Worth, quote unquote.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is the definition of point of playing any RS update to most players these days is how much XP does it give. I mean, when this event first came out, biggest complaint was, oh, doing combat on the bridge, that doesn't give me any combat XP. But
right.
Doing divination on the bridge, that does give me divination XP.
I didn't get any divination XP.
Neither did I.
Maybe I was seeing things then.
That wouldn't be the first time you've made something up for this podcast, Shane.
All right. Well, okay, no XP at all, so that totally, you know, takes the motivation away for people from doing this event, I guess. But, I mean,
I do have...
Okay, go ahead.
I do have to say one thing. I mean, I haven't been playing RuneScape as frequently as I used to, so coming back in the game, you know, it's kind of refreshing. I did like the graphics.
Yes.
I thought the graphics were stellar. I love the water effect, the shadows in the water from the bridge, and the purple cloudy haze fog on there. I thought it was beautiful.
Purple haze?
Yeah, purple haze.
Well, I got none of that on OS X.
OS X? More really? Like OS sucks.
Yeah.
Am I right, guys?
We're way back in terms of graphical performance. We don't get any of the special stuff that you get on Windows for RS. I mean, no bloom. The best we get is a little bit of anti-aliasing.
It was nice. I liked it a lot.
I'm sorry, anti-what?
Anti-aliasing.
Anti-aliasing.
Yeah, see, you're making words up again, Shane. See what I have to deal with, Uncle Dano? It's ridiculous.
Oh, but he's nice, though. He's nice, though.
other words, iron forced. But
iron. Iron.
See, you say it the same way, iron, right?
No, I say iron.
Oh.
So does literally everyone else ever.
Except Mario Brothers.
Yes.
Super Mario.
Anyways, we'll avoid the pronunciation rat hole this week, because we just had that a couple weeks ago with Call of the Ancients from MazCab. But anyways, they did buff this event on Wednesday. It used to give far less favors than it currently does now. Devourers used to give 1. They now give 3. When yet we're escorting the souls, they used to give 5. Now they give 10. Defeating the Avatar of Amuskit used to give 350. Now it gives 400. And completing the escort of souls across the bridge used to give 200 and now gives 300. So it is faster.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and I, Daniel, you said around 5K an hour, you said?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, I got it. When I did my test, I got around 5,100 extrapolated. So that's the general ballpark estimates. So, I mean, you're looking at then... 3 hours for the herb burner, which gives you herb lore and fire making XP. Add on to that, that's a long time. 5 hours if you want to get the Caridian cat and the herb burner. Then another hour each for each of the gravestones. So,
yeah, no thanks.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I mean it's nice, and I mean Ichthyrin versus Amuskit, I think, is something that everybody always wanted to see. But this kind of does it in a way that's almost too quick. It could have been expanded on a lot more, hence why I said it's one-dimensional. And, I mean, it is a Rune Labs update, and that's what the players asked for. So I think Jagex probably could have come up with something better. But I will say that the execution of it was indeed very nice in terms of production value, as you guys just said with the graphics. So yeah, we got that going for us at least.
Yeah, it looked really good. And you can put icing and frosting and sprinkles all over the cake, but if the cake's made of poop, it still doesn't taste very good.
So this is a cake made of poop then?
I think so.
Your words.
That looks really good.
And Thanos.
All right.
Hey,
but
it's like OS X.
No.
You can you can hear the look, can't you, Dano?
Yes.
You can just hear the look. Although I did think I heard a little.
You did, but there was also the look that you heard. And for anyone wondering, Hear the Look is something that was coined by Patrick, a.k.a. King Cole, after he came here to visit and he made some of those statements. He's like, wow, there's a whole look associated with that kind of statement. But
and it's
anyway,
hilarious.
There's one more thing with this update. If you are in the mood of training prayer, you can bring your bones, because there's a bone crusher and a slime puddle. And an Ectofunk just here. So you can crush
and
your
bones. And Necrovarius is there. I talked to him and he gave me a book.
Oh, okay. I missed that. Anything insightful in the book?
I didn't read the book.
Okay, well, it'll be on your bookcase should you ever want it then.
It's also in my inventory for next time I log in. So.
Or you could just use it for kindling.
Wow, Shane. Pyro.
Yeah, I was going to do a pyro voice, but unable to. So,
an Ectofunk still gives slightly higher prayer XP than a gilded altar with both burners lit, right?
Correct. Yes. It's four times. Whereas I believe the gilded altar is 3.5.
Three and a half.
I thought it was 3.75. Hold on.
Okay. But in this event where the Ectofunk is, how close is that to the bank? You have to hop in and out to Berthorpe, right, to go to the bank to pick up more bones. Is that actually slower than using some of the player-owned houses where you're very close to a bank, especially
it's
the ones in Prifdinas, right?
Yeah. I honestly think that the altars will be quicker, but this is put here for a very specific reason, and that is to encourage people to train prayer with bones again. Because we have so many high XP giving bones, you know, Adamant Dragon Bones, Rune Dragon Bones in game, but everyone just uses, you know, Abyssal Ashes, because Abyssal Demon's so easy to fight, and just use those ashes on the altar.
Yeah.
So.
He's right.
That's okay. Let's get this over with and rate this, please.
Out of what?
5.
Out of 5. 2.
All right. Earth.
I'd already said 1.
Okay, I'll go with 2 then. So, goodbye, Halloween. Hopefully, we'll have something better next year.
It's 10 whole minutes, guys.
Whoop-de-doo, eh?
A.
B. Anyways, how about some new auras? What do you guys think of these? We all got loyalty points burning through our pockets.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll run through some of these. New auras brought in with 5 tiers. Dedicated Slayer is one of them. Has a chance to not reduce your kill count when you're on an assignment. So let's say you have something you really like. You might want to use this. But I think there's better auras to use, like Vampirism, if you need food. So maybe not. I don't know.
So what this one does is that it just doesn't reduce your assignment count, so you're actually staying there longer, getting more Slayer experience.
Yeah, that's right.
Before you have to reset and go back to the Slayer Master.
Yeah, and it's going to run for an hour, of course. So, I mean, it might be worth it at the high tier. Depending on what you're fighting, so
Excuse me.
That's there. There's also flameproof, which reduces your chance of burning food. I think this is something that's been needed for quite some time because, you know, we have the success ores for thieving, fishing, and, you know, woodcutting and whatnot. So why not have one for cooking?
It's literally been so long since I burnt food that I was about to ask, what does this mean?
Yeah, and doesn't it make the cooking gauntlets useless too?
I would hope it stacks.
Yeah, I'd hope it stacks. I haven't, you know, had a chance to look into that. But, I mean, you can still burn rocktails at 90-odd cooking, so, I mean.
I also have not actively trained cooking in probably 5 years.
Yeah, see, there's no point to train cooking anymore, really, is there?
Right.
Let's go to the RSBNB high scores, because I'm curious about this. One moment.
Focus siphoning increases chance of siphoning successfully at the rune span. I think that one could be pretty nice for people going for 99 RC.
I'd use that.
Yeah, me too. Though I don't know if I'd do it at rune span these days because of all the bonuses put back into using the Abyss and conventional rune crafting.
Since March, I have gained 60,000 cooking XP, and I'm sure that's all from lamps.
I certainly believe you in that case. So, when was your last cooking level?
I'm not sure because I don't have the records from my previous name, remember?
Yeah, I gotta get cracking on that.
Please and thank you.
All right. I'll have a chat with Mike this weekend. There's also new
sounded
ores.
Sounded almost threatening.
No, why would I threaten him?
Mike is so nice to you.
Yes.
And this is how you treat him. Thinly veiled threats.
No, not at all. Anyways, there's two new ores equivalent to Malie's Berserker, which is reckless and maniacal for ranged and magic, respectfully. So that's good. We're finally seeing some combat parity in the ores here. So that's that's happy. Probably look at the
that's happy.
Range one. Yeah. So we also got Brawler in four tiers, up to 10% effectiveness, increasing your Malie effectiveness. Magic
what does that mean?
I mean accuracy, sorry, not effectiveness.
Okay.
Yeah. Magic and ranged versions will follow at some point in the future, apparently. Not sure why they couldn't come out now. Probably because the way it works nowadays with magic and ranged is your accuracy is determined based on the staff you're wielding or the crossbow you're using. So that's kind of iffy, but anyways. Wisdom, Supreme, and Legendary increases it to 60 in 90 minutes, and that's the one that increases your overall XP earned by something like 2.5%. So I don't know anyone who uses that aura with the amount of bonus XP in the game currently. Anyone?
I do.
Oh, you do? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
If I'm training a skill, like dedicated training it,
or
if
a skill
that makes
you don't
sense.
Like divination?
Shoot me.
Yeah, you had to kind of get high to train divination last time, but
quite literally, yes.
Anyways, we'll talk about that more on the clip show.
RSBNB does not condone marijuana,
legal or unlegal.
Oh, yes, but we have to say that because Shane's here, and but plus Trudeau is going to legalize that soon, so Shane will have the law to hide behind anymore.
Heaven forbid.
I'm trying to forget that. But anyways, there's one more. The legendary.
It's
dragon.
Okay. I'll keep reminding you. Don't worry.
It's like you keep reminding me of the NDP. But the legendary jacket trades are 25 skills in 3 hours for a good boatload of XP. This is what jacket trades should be because, I mean. It's so quick to train skills that certainly you can find 25 skills to train in 3 hours, right?
Yes.
How many skills are there now?
26, I want to say.
Okay.
Either that's the case or I forgot how to count. But
and this is good for somebody who's probably just starting out.
Uh-huh.
But
uh-huh.
Once you have some 99s, it doesn't make any sense.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right.
You're kind of wasting your time doing the stuff you've already got 99 in just to get the bonus XP in the end.
I mean, you can literally just get one XP in a skill, and that counts.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, some actions can fit for all skills. Like, go on a Slayer task, you got your combat skills set out, you got your prayer set out, and you got your Slayer set out. So there you go.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure you can finish the thing in under 5 minutes, as is, well, before this update.
Yeah, the regular one was 15 skills, was it not?
Yeah, you could do that in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
And then the one up above that is 20, and then we get to 25 here. It starts out at 10, by the way, 10 skills for the first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And let's see, are the XP curves the same? Just investigate that right now. You do get more XP for the higher level ones, so I won't say what the equation is because I don't think people are, you know, interested in that. But let's just say you're using the lamp on a level 80 skill with this top aura, you get 19,000 XP at it. So you do this once a day. That's tons of divination XP there for you, Reed.
Yeah, that's decent.
Mm-hmm.
19K. 100K a week.
Oh, boy.
1 million every 3 months.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, what a way to train. All right.
That's 99 in 3 years.
Oh, yeah, there you go, eh?
Eh.
Should have done that with divination way back when, all through the early slugfest that was divination training before sinkholes.
What?
Yes.
I just
divination training with sinkholes?
I mean dungeoneering.
Dungeoneering.
Okay.
I still make that mistake. Like every time we're talking divination, I say
Chain
dungeoneering.
Sucks.
I don't know if anyone remembers it, but when we had the divination episode, I kept saying dungeoneering.
Yeah, I remember.
I think I even called it dungeonation at one point.
That would not surprise me.
Divineering.
Anyways. Divineering, yes. There you go.
It was a better ring.
Okay. And then, of course, well, I think this is probably more Halloween related than the actual event was. This week's Treasure Hunter promotion, the Haunted Graveyard. While skilling or, you know, doing the Treasure Hunter daily, you do get pieces of candy corn, which can be traded in for various pieces of Halloween gear. And I say Halloween gear with emphasis, seeing as the actual Halloween gear this year is coming from Treasure Hunter, believe it or not.
Of course.
Count Drainer Cosmetic Override Pumpkin Crow Companion Pet. Halloween
what?
Bat Necklace? I have no idea.
Is it a crow that flies around with a pumpkin on its head?
Or a pumpkin that follows you with a crow?
I don't know.
I don't know. Tormented Mouth of Ichlorin and Starved Mask of Amisket. Also a pumpkin launcher. Launcher, sorry. Which is a two-handed ranged override.
Who comes up with this stuff?
I don't know. Oh, and there's also a broom, which is a two-handed magic override. That's the one I want. I've always wanted to fly around on a broom.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You're such a witch, Shane.
Yeah?
Did you get your Hogwarts letter?
No, I didn't. Did you?
Yes.
Oh. Uncle Daniel, you ever been there?
No.
To Hogwarts? No? Yeah. Okay, I guess we don't have that here in Canada then.
No.
All right. Well, this is available, I believe, for this weekend on Treasure Hunter. Yeah, until November 4th. Okay, till midweek next week. And you have until November 18th to use all of the components that you should get. So, I praised Treasure Hunter last week because of the unique mechanic, and this week I think the rewards should be swapped for this and the Gauntlet of Souls minigame. So,
So, like, yeah, because, you know, Treasure Hunter, I mean, it's basically a chance of getting some of this, right? Or you're buying it with candy corn that you can get somehow else in the game other than Treasure Hunter.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not like the same as completing the Halloween special event quest or something like that in order to get the outfit. It's not the same as it used to be.
Like, these things are perfect for a Halloween quest. And,
right.
I mean, like, why are we relegated to Treasure Hunter now for Halloween and a secondary update? I hope we don't have such a thing happening for Christmas. But, I don't know. I want to move on. Any objections?
No.
Right ahead. All in favor, all opposed, that carries.
Away we go. developer Q&A this week. The Christmas event will be an episodic quest released through December, meaning they're going to be releasing portions of the quest each week of December. So I think that'll be interesting, going back to, you know, the Christmas-style questing and whatnot. Those were always fun.
So, back in the good old days.
Indeed, indeed. We need to get back to the good old days, but...
Yes.
I hope they bring back the winter park at the crater this year like they had last year. That was fun. I will admit that that crater event was fun, but go ahead, Uncle Dano.
I was just thinking back when I first started playing RuneScape was the time that they had the event where you got the Wind Tumber tree. And... I wasn't really into it that much and just trying to figure out the game, so I kind of missed the event. And that's the only one I missed. And I'm going, man, that's the one thing I don't have for my house. I'm so sad.
I did the shitty half of the Christmas 2005 event, so I got the shitty hats, but I didn't get the scarves.
Ugh. And they were going to bring those out for loyalty points for you, but they never did.
Right.
Were they?
Yeah, they were. It was one of the first power to the player polls that just evaporated.
Maybe they could give you a choice that if you complete the Christmas event all the way through, then here's the rewards for this year's Christmas event. If you have all the other rewards from all the previous holiday events, but if you choose, you could take one of the past events rewards instead. I would love to see that.
I think that'd be a good idea. I mean, especially after they switch to non-tradable holiday events, or holiday rewards, rather.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they did that for the, what are those? The Cryptic Clue Fest. They gave of the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Star Trek Online does that. You can choose what ship you want for your Christmas reward, so... they also have shared some results from the content survey we did back in the summer. I'll just rattle some of these off, but at the bottom of the list was build your own PvP automatons, team versus team raids, high risk game mode, worldwide bosses, the rite of passage quest. That's the big bird quest. That was near the bottom. I wanted the big bird quest. How about you guys?
We all know you wanted that, Shane.
Yeah.
She mentioned it every single time.
You thought it was going to be like a National Geographic special.
What?
Yeah, once you said, I don't want a quest that's going to be like a National Geographic special on how Armadillo's race is formed.
Oh, right, because you wanted to know how they do the do.
All right.
What? That's what you said.
I didn't say those exact words, but anyways, further down on the bottom of the list.
Where
the shape-shifting.
I'm a biologist, so I would like to know. I like natural history.
There you go. Yeah, me too. Me too.
See? That's what you said.
I don't remember those exact words, but we'll have to go back and see for the clip show. Anyways.
Okay, please do. I would like to know.
Raids. Two more bosses for raids was also near the lower third of the list, as was surface construction the Church of You, Sailing, and Menophos.
Yeah, like, what happened to all of these things?
Well, these were at the bottom of the list, so they're not going to happen in 2016. But the ones that are out at the top, of course, are the new game client, God Wars Dungeon 2, Slayer to level 120, Mining and Smithing rework, Fate of the Gods 2, A Mystery Continent, graphical improvements, and the Vampire Quest finale. So of those, the Vampire Quest finale, the Mystery Continent, Fate of the Gods 2, Mining and Smithing, and God Wars Dungeon 2 are happening in 2016. So basically,
Mystery Continent?
Yeah, it's basically going to be a way of getting back into exploration. Like, you'll go to this continent, and you'll have to basically find things and learn about the continent. It's basically going to be like Dungeoneering, except set on a continent. Well, no. I use that in that it's in the exploration sense. It's not that you're going to have to go through and combat and everything like that. It's not going to be anywhere as annoying as Dungeoneering will be, hopefully. But it's basically going to be in RuneScape's exploration game.
If you say so.
Which is something we need, because we haven't had that for a long time. So.
And excuse me for asking a silly question, because I haven't been playing that often, but what happened to the Inventor skill?
That is coming in January.
Oh, okay.
You're going to need level 80 divination.
Smithing, oh, thank God, I have that.
And crafting to participate.
I have all of those.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's going to go to level 120. So, that is what is happening with invention. Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah, so start stockpiling all your junk, because you're going to need it for the skill.
I've been doing that.
Yeah, and there's going to be perks and whatnot as to what you can put on weapons, like magical, death-killing, moist, stuff like that.
Hey, Shane, what do I need to be stockpiling?
Oh, practically...
Don't tell me on here, because then... Oh. Yeah.
Well,
everyone will do it.
I've just been stockpiling a lot of raw materials.
That you're going to need more than that. And basically what we were told, and I can say this to everyone, is that you're going to want to stockpile everything that you would currently elk. So if you get it on a Slayer task and you elk it away or throw it out, keep it.
Mm.
Yeah. So that is how invention is going to work.
Need
also
more
in this
bank
week's
space.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can get bank boosters from Solomons.
Mm-hmm.
Also this week on the dev Q&A, they previewed November's high level Slayer monster update, which you can see in the behind the scenes video for November, which we'll talk about right now. These were voted on by the players after they were submitted in Rune Labs, and we're getting living wyverns, ripper demons, camel warriors, and Archeron mammoths.
What, the camel shit one?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, there's gonna be a living camel warrior.
What the f***, guys?
Yeah, that's what won. So, I mean, there's a photo of it in the behind the scenes article if you're interested.
Oh my God. Are you kidding?
I gotta see this. Hold on.
There's the tab.
Oh.
That looks like a pig. It's literally a pig.
And why is it holding
mouth?
Why is it holding a pipe? And why is it exhaling smoke from its mouth?
It's smoking.
Because it's smoking.
It's a camel. Camel cigarettes. It's smoking a pipe. Oh my goodness.
And it's got a little sombrero on its hump.
Oh, why?
Anyways, one
so
of these a week
bad.
Is going to be released in November. They are going to require a level 96 Slayer to kill, so you will be saved from killing them, because I don't think you have 95 Slayer, both of you, right?
I don't think so.
96.
Not 95. Yeah. I think I have 85.
96, sorry.
What?
Yeah, not, 96 Slayer.
I have 96 Slayer?
I don't know. I'm saying what they're going to require. They're going to require 96.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, no, I'm like 99% sure that is not correct, Shane.
You have 90 Slayer.
I have 93.
Cool.
All right. Well, there's something for you all to strive towards then.
Alrighty.
Yes, I get to slay the tobacco people. Well, look at the picture.
Premature death.
Yeah, that's what smoking can do to
you. I mean, it's already smoking, so its days are numbered. Don't smoke, y'all.
Yeah, it's a bad thing to do.
I'm just thinking of Prime Minister Trudeau and this camel.
I don't get it.
It's just not tobacco. He's smoking.
He said it's not tobacco. He's smoking.
Yeah, I got it, Shane. He's talking about marijuana.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Also coming in November, Defenders, level 70, 80, and 90. They are releasing updated versions of them. You will get them from the barrels.
So are they still going to be useless?
Yeah, compared to offhand weaponry, definitely. Yeah. They're going to come from the Barrows next in Kalphite King. And later, Red, sometimes in 2016, they're going to be coming out with magic and ranged defenders. I get why they're doing this. They wanted,
how does that work?
It's going to be used with a wand, I guess. I have no idea. Anyways, also in the month of November, we'll be getting a divination outfit, a divine simulacrum. Is that how you say that word?
Simulacrum. Simulacrum. Okay.
Simulacrum.
No, don't listen to me.
Yeah, it's going to be from Treasure Hunter.
He's the golden voice.
And it will be used to speed up your divination training. So I'm guessing it'll modify the hat, perhaps, or something like that that you have already from Treasure Hunter.
Yeah.
Well, and they're also adding it to the rare item store. Okay, that's interesting. And finally, RuneScape Chronicle, the card deck game. Will
Hearthstone.
Yeah, RuneScape Hearthstone will be entering closed beta in November 25th. So if you want to sign up, you can do that. And maybe they'll pick you. I don't know how I feel about that. You guys ever tried Hearthstone or any other kind of similar card games like that?
No, I know a lot of people enjoy them, but I've never played one myself.
No, I did order the RuneScape card game for my son for last Christmas, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And how did that work out for you guys?
It's okay. It's not bad.
Okay. Good. I was wondering about that.
I didn't even know they had a card game, so...
Oh, yeah. They have lots of things now. They even have hats and whatnot that you can wear with God Emblems.
Oh, yes.
Though I'm still waiting for my my farming plushie.
Plushie?
Yeah. That was a poll on the front page, you know, one day.
Yes, I know. I was there.
A RuneScape plushie?
Yeah, man. This is going way back.
I wouldn't mind having one of those, but anyways, we've been there, done that.
What part of farming would you like to have a plushie of, Shane?
He just wants a plushie of his character.
Oh, of his character.
With the farming cape, yeah.
Okay.
Trimmed, though, because you don't have the untrimmed one.
No! I want the option to choose. I want the option to choose.
And it's not accurate. It's not real. You've modified your character, Shane.
Yeah, well, I got the 120 farming cape now, so maybe they could do one of those and put a little fuzz on the bottom to be in place of the particle effects.
You spoiled it. It was supposed to come in Achievements of the Week.
God damn it, Shane.
That was supposed to be a surprise.
Oh, I'm sure everyone listening already knew about that. But anyways, that is it for RS updates.
I didn't know until 10 minutes before the show started, Shane.
I told you this afternoon.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. Scroll up on Skype and you'll see it.
Effort.
It was right after you gave me the news of what of that purchase one of your family members made.
Oh, yes. How misguided she is.
Anyways.
Another one lost.
On to the questions.
Oh.
Another one saved, more like it. But anyways. We got one question this week. Parnassius, I did get your PM about sending us in an audio question. Unfortunately, did not arrive. We will do some troubleshooting on that email account this week as to where it went. So, anyways.
Did he? Okay, we can talk about that later.
Yeah, please. Uncle Dano, I would ask you to read the question.
Okay, this is a question from Dark589. Hi, guys. My question for you is, what do you think of the repetitiveness of the Halloween event? In my opinion, it seemed to be almost a mini grinding skill as opposed to a fun event. Anyways, have a good show, as always.
He hit the nail on the head, and
yeah,
we've discussed this in the previous part of the show, but this cannot be the way going forward for future holiday events on RS. If that is the case, I think people will lose interest in it as quickly as it comes out, because you want events like this to, you know, be something that maintain a presence in the game for at least a week or two, right? So I don't even think this accomplishes that. So I am a little bit more cautious now about the Christmas event coming in.
Yeah. And give you something in the game that showed that you completed the event, like a costume or something like that, that's only available at the end of the event, not through Treasure Hunter or some other way. I know I was moaning about the Windtumber tree, but you know that made those things special. And when you wore them, it dated you to, yep, you know what? You completed that event and you got that reward, and that stands out. This stuff doesn't. And I don't want the cat. So what the heck?
Shane, that was subpar at best.
Okay. Perhaps you could do better.
Just so you know.
I won't ask you to. No. Yeah, I mean, you're looking at 2 hours here to get the cat, for God's sakes.
Right.
And, I mean, okay, but you could do a lot of other interesting things on RS in that amount of time. So it's not as though it's some more thing where you want to spend time.
And when you die, everyone's going to go, ooh, you completed the 2015 Halloween event. Look at your gravestone.
Because I die so much.
It's just like, what an achievement.
Or they just take your stuff.
This ain't Darkscape just yet.
No.
But. Yeah. It's bad, unfortunately.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you guys want to send questions in, update.rsbnb.com/ask is where you can send us text questions or email any type of question to questions@rsbnb.com. Or leave us a voicemail or send us a text message to our Google Voice number, which is 571-57BNB, translated to 571-572-2632.
Call now.
And of course, yes, call now. That is a North American number. Operators will be standing by to take your question. Well, an automated operator.
Did you
right?
record a voicemail, Shane?
Yeah, there is a voice greeting on that.
Is it you?
It is me, and I don't know if it's been updated since 2011, so somebody's going to have to call that and see whose voice is on there.
Okay.
Well, no, I mean, I can check it from the console. I can check it on the console, but I'm just trying to remember which co-host I said in the prompt to ask questions on that voicemail. I should really check that, shouldn't I?
Yeah, because I'm not them.
Yeah. But if it was Brad, you'd be okay with that, right?
No, because it's not me. It's demand me. Recognition, damn it.
You want to record your voice?
Me? No.
Oh.
You could do it. I'd like that.
Thank you for calling the RSBNB update question line.
See, I would call that just for fun, just so I can listen to your voice.
We do not want our question number being turned into one of those gimmicky toy phone numbers.
Uncle Dano hotline.
I mean, I'm sure you could set one of those up. All you'd need is a telephone number and a computer connected to it. And you could do that with an UMA thing, because you can get numbers from that, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then what you do is you connect it to a VoIP server that takes automated responses. So you could have a conversation with us or Uncle Dano or you. And
I mean, we have enough clips of you in our Half-Life 2 server to have a full conversation, as Patrick and I found out.
Oh,
our
no.
PC gaming events are at 10 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays.
Nice plug.
Thank you. So yes, we could do that. Could definitely do that.
Now I just need to find a way to make money from that for the site. We could make it a 1-900 number.
Oh my gosh, I'm not doing a 1-900 number.
Shane, you know what those are used for, right?
Yes. No.
Phone
bad
sex.
Things, Shane. Bad things.
Phone sex lines.
Okay.
Shane.
All right. Well, moving on to tech news then. First piece of tech news.
How do
this
you
week.
Know what that is without knowing what they're used for.
The well, Uncle I saw Dano them on TV, so I saw them on TV, so I assumed it couldn't have been that bad. Right?
You saw what on TV?
Telephone numbers that start with 1-900.
What channels are you watching?
And at what time of night?
Yeah.
Like 10 p.m.?
You have cable?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You get all the channels?
No, we don't get all the channels. We don't get all the channels. Though I think you do.
No. Me?
Yeah, you.
No, I do not.
Alrighty then.
Cable plan.
I even hate ABC, so that's like definitely not here.
Yeah, and I mean, you don't need really that much cable in this day and age, you know? I mean,
sure.
Most of what you can get over the air with an antenna is pretty good. Depending if you're not in, you know, too far out in the boonies. But anyways, we kind of got distracted there. Should we move on to tech news?
Yes.
Sure.
Google is folding Chrome OS into Android. So that is Chromebooks and other things that use Chrome OS in the future, starting in 2016, will be running on Android. The first devices are expected to ship in early 2017. You know, I completely agree with this because Chrome OS is so limited because it's basically Google Chrome, and you can't really do much anything that requires real power. I mean, you can do some fun toy little things, but beyond that, not much. And Android already has, you know, a bajillion apps out there for it, most of them crappy, but I mean, give them an OS, right?
Wow, Apple elitist right there.
Well, no, it's true. It's been scientifically proven that most of the apps on Android.
How can you scientifically prove that something is shit, Shane, unless we're literally talking about feces?
That's a good point.
There's a look there that I can hear.
Don't say Anyways. Scientifically proven unless you have evidence, bud.
Okay.
I will call your shit. Phrasing as intended.
Well, that's why you're here, right? Everyone wanted you to be on this show to keep me honest.
Really? Yeah. Aww.
That was
See,
the biggest.
I'm not the only one who thinks you're full of shit.
That was the that was one of the things people suggested when we when the regime change happened.
Regime?
Uh huh. But anyways, so lots of apps on Android, and I personally think you'll get better performance out of this because honestly, WebGL plus gaming is limited at best in terms of what you're able to pull off, as we saw, you know, with RS RuneScape's attempt with that. And I mean, there's some interesting things like Angry Birds and whatnot, but it's just not able to leverage the same performance. And Google already has this operating system, so I think it's a win-win, and it provides them a way into the emerging computer marketplace. So, anyways. Question for both of you. Any of you guys ever used a Chromebook?
No.
Nope.
Okay. But I assume we all use the Google Chrome browser, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's close enough anyways then. All right. Well. Oh, and there's a thing here that Microsoft adopted a similar approach. Well, I don't know if you could call anything like that similar, because wasn't the low-end versions of Windows really gimped compared to the full versions?
Mm-hmm.
So.
What?
Like, remember with Windows 7 and 8, there was a Windows 7 Starter and Windows 8 Starter Edition?
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh.
Anyways, Android is pretty powerful. So. Anyways, next. Well, I mean, it runs however many billions of Android devices are out there these days, so I think it's actually 1.1 billion.
Well, a lot of
so
computers have Java installed, but that doesn't make it good.
That's true, and like I said, there's lots of crud Android
Apple
apps.
Users, too.
What?
There are a lot of Apple users, too.
Yes. Yes, that's good. Anyways.
Mm-mm.
Next up, Walmart is seeking to test drones in the U.S. for home delivery and pickup.
So okay, my question, if Amazon can't do it, why the hell is Walmart going to try?
Oh, my Lord.
I don't know, but I mean,
like,
okay.
If Amazon can't do it, the only people that might have a chance would be Apple, Microsoft, or Google. I think those are really the only three that, you know,
has a legitimate
that.
Shot at it. You're right. And
if
mean,
Amazon can't do it, yeah.
Walmart
this is
has
in
a way
the States,
of,
right?
Yes, in the States. So, I mean, they say test drones. So it would be home delivery, curbside pickup, and checking warehouse inventories. Now, I mean, the difference between Walmart and Amazon, I see, is that Walmart has the brick-and-mortar stores that are closer for distribution, which, though, that's not normally an Amazon problem, because I think in the U.S., most times you can get something from Amazon next day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think we're here
you
yet
can...
in Canada for that, but as I was saying, the only advantage Walmart seemingly has is the brick-and-mortar and the fact that they've managed to do stuff so low cost for all their stores, but
the whole concept of drone delivery in my mind just conjures up this sky filled with things flying around delivering stuff and other people who got their drone for Christmas attacking these drones to steal the goods.
Yeah, see, that's drone my wars. Question about the whole thing. Like, say you have the city of Detroit, people are going to start taking pot shots at these things.
And I mean,
or
we're
just
not talking
any kid with an airsoft gun.
And we're not talking drones that are going to fly up at like 10,000 feet where they can't be shot at. These
right,
are drones.
Then you're in airspace of planes, and you're going to
yeah.
with that.
Yeah, so it's going to be, you know, sub 1,000 feet. So
easy targets.
Yeah, man.
You know, I never thought of that.
Practice. You never thought of what? Children taking pot shots at drones?
Yeah. No, I never thought of that. Though I guess it's the same thing except modern for kids who would take shots at pigeons with pellet guns, right?
Sure.
Yes. A pigeon doesn't come with a prize, though.
Yeah. That's entirely true.
Yeah, you shoot down the drone, it could drop you a freshly delivered Xbox One from Walmart.
That's right.
Mmm.
Or Walmart okay. steak.
Those
rubber?
Are good?
What?
What? No, I'm asking, those are good? Question mark? Are they good? I've never had meat from Walmart.
I've never had it either. But
Shane, okay. It's Walmart.
They were advertising on TV that they're something special, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, made from 100% rubber.
From China.
From China. Yes.
Everything's made in China from Walmart.
Yeah, and I mean, in addition to all that, you got the whole regulatory business and whatnot, so it seems a little bit too early to be jumping up and down, getting excited for all this, but we'll have to wait and see. You're right, we don't need to crowd the airspace anymore, then that's the case.
We got enough of these things flying around spying on you.
I've been
thinking what the libertarians are going to say, Shane.
Yeah, they're not going to want that. They're going to be leading.
They don't want anything.
They're going to be leading the charge, but taking pot shots at them.
Yeah. Just avoid the southeast and you'll be fine. All right. So, Windows 10 has hit 120 million users, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you'd be happy about that.
Mm-hmm. 3 months after their goal, they're already 10% of the way there, so that's not bad.
And it's such a great operating system.
Better than OS X.
No, it's not better than OS X. But in comparison...
It's not a real operating system, so...
The total number of users for OS X is 80 million. 1 billion users in 3 years, and this is already outpacing Windows 7 and 8. At around this time, they had 80 million users, so pretty good for Microsoft. And I think part of it comes from the strategy, not only in the design of the operating system, but also in the distribution, that it was made free for running 7 or 8. So,
which is wonderful.
Yeah, yes. And for people who haven't upgraded yet to Windows 10. Well, they probably have bigger issues, I believe. So, would you say it's safe to upgrade at this point?
Yes.
It is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, you upgraded Uncle Dano?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good. How was your experience?
The upgrade went almost perfectly. At the very end when it was rebooting or something, it kind of stalled and said, oh, wait a minute, we didn't quite get finished or whatever, so it had to reboot again. But it finished successfully, and everything's been good since.
Yeah, mine had a little trouble, but that's because I'm impatient and did it manually.
Same here.
But I'm also equipped to deal with those issues, so.
Yeah, you are equipped to handle things nicely.
Thank you, Shane.
A little word for all the system builders and highly technical people out there who have not installed yet and who prefer to do clean installs of Windows when they install. After the Windows 10 update, the large update that comes in November, you are going to be able to use a serial number from Windows 7 or Windows 8 to activate Windows 10. So you do not need to have the previous version installed to get it authenticated with Microsoft, which was a problem. I had, and that's the same problem you had. So that's something that technical end users can look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Prefer a clean install. So I don't know. I think my favorite feature of the thing is still the start menu.
Been there since 95 or 3.1, right?
No, 95.
It's been there a hell of a long time, Shane.
Yeah. It predates you almost.
It probably does.
Yeah? All right.
And I'm really relieved that, I mean, the new Windows operating systems still allow you to run old legacy programs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? What's the oldest one you're running?
The oldest one I'm running is my accounting software just for my my bills, Quicken.
Nice.
Quicken 2001.
How much was that when it came out?
Probably about 30, 40 bucks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you know, in some ways, older software is better because, I mean, the new software wants you to plug into all these cloud services and whatnot, and sometimes you don't need that whole deal.
And upgrade with a new fee every 3 or 4 years, and you don't need all the bells and whistles to get basic functionality out of a basic piece of software, which I just want you to help me keep track of my finances. That's all.
Nice.
Yeah. And I mean, part of the reason why that works so well, Uncle Dano, is that the major underpinnings of Windows haven't really changed since the year 2000 when NT5 came around. There have been incremental changes, but for the most part, backwards compatibility lives on.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Hooray for foresight.
Yeah, well, that's always been Microsoft's business. Not foresight, but legacy. So. Alrighty. Well, that's it for tech news. Let's move on to some other things, shall we?
Sure.
Certainly.
Okie dokie. The November skill of the month, should you want to sign up at rsbnb.com/skotm by November 1st,
nice
is
plug.
Defense. Yeah, defense. Internally, we're wondering if Tim will be making a comeback in this one, seeing as though it's not a monetary skill of the month that you need to spend large amounts of money on, or something that you know is very difficult to do. So that's been the number one question all around RSBNB: is Tim going to be coming back for skill of the month? Because, well, for the last 2 months, he has been knocked off his throne, and it looks like he's going to be knocked off his throne once again by Adiron Cronon, who currently has 39.7 million mining XP, followed by Carpi with 7.1 million, and third place Parnassius with 4.9 million. And 2 days left in the month, I think it's safe to say that Adiron Cronon or Touchpad Pro has this in the bag.
After the first week of the month, you can see the graph, everybody flatlined and gave up.
Yep.
Yeah. Wonder why.
Yeah, just hard to train, and I mean, unless you're outright training mining for something, you're not gonna go this far for a win unless, well, you're me, but that's a topic for another time.
Oh, my hero MM9 is in this one too. He's sixth.
Oh, good. I wasn't aware you were acquainted with him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when I got my 1299s, he was actually part of the celebration.
Oh, okay, yeah, we were all there, and I think we've only had one person who set broke your record, and I was 13, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to some achievements of the week, shall we?
Well, I know one of them. That Shane guy got something.
Farming.
420 farming.
Yay!
Right?
Finally!
120. 120.
That's
120,
what I said.
No, you said 420, but...
Okay, well, I mean, I guess with 120 farming, you could grow some marijuana if you wanted to, but I said 120, so...
Oh, in Herblore, of course, yes. What kind of potion would you make?
I don't know, but anyways, Colton also got 99 fishing this week on the 29th. And Jungle Bisky got 99 divination on the 29th as well. Next two.
Colton got 99 rune crafting on October 28th.
Woo, good job. And?
Oh my god, I'm laying on my bed. God damn it.
Okay, Mandy.
Mandy got 99 fire making on October 25th, 2015. And Bolter 99 got 99 ranged on October 24th, 2015.
Bingo. Good job, everyone.
Congratulations to everyone.
Woo.
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 All right. Aw. Yeah, 120s aren't listed on this high score system. I got to get that changed.
So you can stop training farming now, Shane?
No.
Oh, no. I'm never going to stop training farming.
The only time I'll stop training is when I get close to 200 mil, because I don't want to ever hit 200 mil, because then I stop getting XP. But anyways, yes.
If you stop training, then you also stop getting XP.
I know, but I'm just going to take it nice and slow, you know? I'm not going to rush for anything like that.
All right.
Yeah. All right. You have a pick of the week?
You like taking it slow. Okay. Huh?
You have a pick of the week?
Yes, I do.
Enlighten us then, dear Earth.
Okay. My pick is Halo 5. It came out this Tuesday, this past Tuesday. And it's the most fun I've had with a multiplayer console game since Titanfall.
Oh, wow.
Because it's finally not slow. Because a criticism I've had of past Halos, especially after playing Titanfall, is that they seemed really, really slow-paced. But this one, it's a lot of fun. The campaign, I thought it was great. Some people didn't like the story. I like the story, but I always like the story. Except for that one shitty dwarf quest. The campaign was definitely fun to play through. I'm doing a legendary. I went through on heroic, which is the second highest difficulty and is how it's meant to be played. I went through and played it on that just to get the whole story, and now I'm going through on legendary. And it's difficult, but it's not impossible.
That's good.
So I think they did that right. Got that just right. I've not been stuck on any part for probably more than half an hour, and I'm about halfway through the campaign again. Multiplayer is a lot of fun. They introduced this new game type called Warzone. If you've ever played Titanfall, it's a little bit like attrition. You need to get points until you win. If you kill the enemy team, if you kill a member of the enemy team, that's 1 point. And then, like, there are bases that you capture that give you points every, 5 seconds for each base you own. And then also bosses, AI-controlled bosses appear, and you can kill those for lots of points. And the launch, unlike Master Chief Collection, was incredibly smooth. I don't think there's been a single issue.
Okay, so no major bugs.
I haven't noticed any bugs at all.
That's
there's
quite substantial.
You control a fire team in the campaign. It's just three AIs, and you can. It's kind of like Star Wars Republic Commando, and you can just command them to do shit, like attack this guy or move right there. And sometimes the pathfinding isn't that great, but that's also like if I'm on top of a couple of crates and I've sort of jumped over to something else, and then I want them to come over there. They have a bit of a hard time doing that sometimes.
Yeah, from an algorithmic point of view,
kind of
pathfinding is never simple.
Yeah.
So
nothing, certainly nothing major.
Good. And that's, of course, on the Xbox One. I think it's an exclusive.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. This one I should look at getting?
I don't know. You don't like fun, so we'll discuss this later.
Okay. One question I have, in the multiplayer, have they made it to the point where the weapons aren't at fixed spawn points?
I would...
I mean, that's not a deal breaker or anything, but... Okay.
Depends on the game mode.
Well, that's fair, then.
As it always has. But I think in just normal Slayer, yeah, there are just weapons on the map. Although there's a waypoint to them now.
Oh, good.
And it tells you when you're spawning.
Good, good.
So, I think the biggest change in gameplay is you have a thruster pack now. So you can just do a boost dash in the air or something. So, yeah, it's cool.
Good, good.
Give it a 9 out of 10.
Right on, then. And is that 9?
Right on.
That nine, right on, brother.
9 out of 10 compared to Titanfall, where would that be?
Titanfall is 9.7.
Okay. That was such a good game. When's Titanfall 2 coming?
I don't know. There's an article on the Xbox One subreddit about Titanfall, so I know how much you love Reddit, so you can go there and look at it.
I just look at
xboxone.reddit.com.
I just look on your friend feed to see if there's any stuff on there that you're commenting on that's worthwhile.
What?
Yeah, that's how I use it. I monitor what you and Paul comment on to see what you guys think is worthwhile.
Game?
What?
Deeper?
Well, it just saves me some time.
All right, I'm going to go to some weird-ass places now. You're never going to do that again after that.
Well, it's your comments, mainly.
I know.
Oh, boy, what have I got myself into? All right, well.
Reddit.
I know. Uncle Dano, do you use Reddit?
No.
Okay, right on, then.
Right on.
Right on, brother.
What have you been up to, Uncle Dano?
I'm not quite
like
sure.
Start there.
What have I been doing? As far as being in RuneScape, I haven't been doing that much, and I apologize for not being in the game more frequently, but you know, you go through certain seasons of your life where things take priority. I've got 2 teenage kids. I got 1 learning to drive. I've got lots of work at work, and you know, you just don't have the time to do stuff like that. So, but I will, and I continue to have my membership being paid for. So I pop in every once in a while, and you know, I'm working towards my Ichthyrin cat. Yeah, I'm gonna get that soon.
Demon cat,
and just yeah, and. That's about it. You know, I just sit here manning the Uncle Dan hotline and just waiting for your call. I don't know. That's a nice laugh.
Thank you.
Okay, how about you, Earth?
Aside from Halo 5 and almost killing yourself by coughing.
Well, yes, I've been playing a lot of Halo 5 this week.
With Brian, yes.
I've also been sick most of the week, so that's been pretty shitty. But thankfully, my voice has returned, and I was able to talk to you lovely people and Shane. What else have I done this week? Shit, I don't know. Shane, what have I done this week?
I don't know.
Okay, I haven't done anything notable then.
No, you haven't. You took a trip to the, not the Apple store, the Microsoft store.
Oh, yeah, I went to the Microsoft store last week. That was fun. And I went to a hockey game.
Oh, yeah, that's where you were last Friday, right? Yeah, you should probably tell people.
Yeah, went to a hockey game. That was fun.
Who was playing?
The local team that we have now. It's very cool. Very glad that finally have a hockey team down here. That
Did
I
anyone
can just
get
go
thrown
to
into
tickets.
The stands?
Shane, I don't think that happens in the NHL, much less this.
Oh, okay.
Thrown into the stands?
Yep.
The glass is like 15 feet high.
You're right. Forgot about that point.
You're the person over that, Shane.
Yeah. Okay. Right. All right. Anything else?
No.
All
right. That's it for me. What have you been doing, dear leader?
Well, this week on RS, of course, I got the 120 farming, as we alluded to previously on the show here. Did that before we started podcasting.
It was the third, but all right.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Don't think alluded to is the right word, because we said it explicitly multiple times.
Well,
we
alluded to it earlier during the podcast. But anyways, so that's done.
Right.
Right now, I believe after that, the goal is either 120 Herblore or 120 or 99 farming.
Fire making.
No, not fire making.
120 Blaze It. 120 Blaze It, Shane.
We could call it did the first time, 120 Blazing Softwood. That was the name of the project to 99
Fire. Where the hell did you get that project name from?
Well, because I was cutting and burning willow trees, and that's a softwood.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I like 120 Blaze It.
But
120 Divineering.
No, please no.
Please no. Please.
But the other option is 99 farming untrimmed on an Iron Man account.
On a what?
On an Iron Man account.
Iron Man. Iron.
That.
Iron Man.
You know what it is. I just need to see if it's possible, because I'm not sure if it's possible at this point, because it would have to be done through woodcutting and the tree guy in Priftinus. So, yeah. Because you can't buy the seeds off the GE or trade with other people. So I would need to cut my logs and get nests from doing that. So I don't know if I could get enough to get 99 farming with that.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it would be hard. So.
Yeah, that would be hard.
So I need to
see
if that's
possible.
It wouldn't
be an operation softwood. It'd be an operation hardwood, right, Shane?
I don't know if I'd be dealing with that kind of lumber, but maybe.
So. No, it'd be long and hard.
Indeed it would.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
So.
Anyways. But aside from that, this week I wrote an article for Informer entitled Let's Look at the Human Side of Things. So I'd highly encourage everyone to give it a read. And you obviously...
What's it about, Shane?
Well, it basically goes into how since the Industrial Revolution and picking up pace in the 1950s and 60s, we've abstracted away the human being in exchange for the individual. And that's...
Dude.
Wow. That's deep.
Dude.
And that's led to lots
of... You sure you hadn't been growing some marijuana?
It's led to some negative things, and the 21st century, the battle is going to be to fix those negative things rather than focusing on battles of the 20th century. So you can find that in former.rsbnb.com. Mm-hmm.
Dude.
You done?
Right on.
All right. Well, we've talked about what everyone's been doing, and that's pretty much it for this episode of RSBNB Update. Anyone have anything before we go?
I ain't got anything.
Godspeed, and another fine day and escape to you all.
I love you, Uncle Beto.
Love you too, Earth.
Thank you for sharing your time with us.
Get your flu shot.